Hey everyone, Sienna Cruz here, and welcome back to Depression Destroyer. Today, we're diving into something super important. Self-compassion. Ever noticed how hard it is to be kind to ourselves sometimes? We're quick to criticize our mistakes, beat ourselves up over setbacks, and compare ourselves to others. It's like having a tiny voice in our head constantly raining on our parade. But guess what? Being tough on yourself isn't helpful, it actually makes things worse. It creates this vicious cycle of negativity that can feed into anxiety and depression. So, how do we break free from this pattern? How do we learn to be our own best friend instead of our own worst critic? That's what we're tackling today. I'm going to share some powerful tips on how to practice self-compassion. It's like giving yourself a warm hug when you need it most. First off, remember that everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. Nobody's perfect, not even Beyoncé, though she comes pretty close. When you mess up, instead of berating yourself, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. Think of it like this. You wouldn't yell at a friend for making a mistake, would you? Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding. Second, practice mindful self-talk. Pay attention to those negative thoughts swirling around in your head. When you catch yourself being harsh or critical, gently challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself if they're really true or if they're just based on fear or insecurity. Try replacing those negative forces with more compassionate and supportive ones. You deserve kindness, even when things get tough. Third, remember that your worth isn't determined by your achievements or how perfectly you live up to other people's expectations. You are valuable simply because you exist. Celebrate your strengths and embrace your imperfections. Remember, it's okay to not be okay all the time. Fourth, engage in activities that bring you joy and nourish your soul. This could be anything from reading a good book to spending time in nature, listening to your favorite music, or connecting with loved ones. When you prioritize self-care, you create space for healing and growth. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. And finally, remember that you're not alone on this journey. There are people who care about you and want to support you. Don't be afraid to reach out for help when you need it. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, consider therapy, or join a support group. Their strength and vulnerability and sharing your struggles can be incredibly healing. Let me tell you a quick story that really illustrates this point. A few months ago, I was working on a project that felt overwhelming. I set impossibly high standards for myself and ended up feeling stressed, exhausted, and discouraged. Sound familiar? One day, I caught myself scrolling through social media, comparing my progress to others who seemed to be effortlessly achieving everything they set out to do. This triggered those familiar feelings of inadequacy and self-doubt. But then, something clicked. I realized that I was being unfair to myself. I was putting unnecessary pressure on myself to meet these unrealistic expectations. Instead of beating myself up, I took a step back and practiced some self-compassion. I acknowledged that everyone has their own unique journey and that comparing myself to others wasn't helpful. I reminded myself that it's okay to make mistakes and that setbacks are simply opportunities for learning and growth. I decided to focus on celebrating my small wins and to break down the project into smaller, more manageable tasks. And guess what? It made a huge difference. So remember, practicing self-compassion isn't about being perfect or pretending everything is always great. It's about acknowledging your struggles, treating yourself with kindness and understanding, and showing up for yourself even when things are tough. Take a moment right now to give yourself a virtual hug. You deserve it. I hope this episode inspired you to be a little kinder to yourself today. Remember, you're on the right path, one step at a time. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media. I love hearing from all of you. Until next time, keep crushing it.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.